Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us, watching by way of the internet, and you folks that are here tonight. We appreciate it. And we know that prayer is vital. Prayer is vital to any church and to any people that are children of God. And we've all been called to pray. Every one of us. God, Jesus himself said, watch and pray that you fall not into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Watch and pray. And so we need to be praying at all times. And so God started to have us start praying on a Wednesday night for revival to break out, because we need a revival, and revival we know will bring repentance, which will bring salvations. Revival is always about salvation. People will get saved in their hordes, and they'll come into the kingdom of God. And that'll be a great moment for all of us. So we're praying for revival, but he told me last week that we need to pray for the seven mountains of influence. And the picture will come up now, seven mountains of influence. And you can see what the seven mountains are from the left: arts and entertainment, business, education, family, government, media, and religion. And the thing about it is, we all fit into one or more than one of those mountains, and we can influence people in those mountains. If you're a family person, a housewife, or a mother, should I say, and you've got children, raising children, you're influencing the mountain of family. So you can do it in a godly manner. Some of you in business, you have got influence there. Some of us are ministers in Fivefold. We got influence there. I, in fact, am in that ministry and the education ministry and business. So I've got influence in three mountains right now, but I've also got a family. So we can all be doing something to reclaim the seven mountains which belong to the kingdom of God ultimately. And these seven mountains are where all the influence comes from in the world, and especially here in the United States of America. And that is really the driving force behind the way we live today. So we want to reclaim those seven mountains, and we all know the scripture, everybody knows, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, then Jesus, God said, I will hear from heaven. But he says, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven, I'll forgive their iniquities, and I'll heal their land. And we need healing in this land big time. We really need healing. So we want to pray for the seven mountains once again. It's our second week. We've switched it around, different mountains we're praying for. And we just want you to know that God is here and God is there with you. And we want you to join in with us live in prayer right now. But we don't stop praying after we leave here tonight. We continue the prayer. Can you say amen? So while we're praying, Pastor John's coming up. He's going to be praying for the mountain of religion, the influence, the sphere of religion. So Father, in Jesus' name, we just come before you tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you anoint each and every speaker, each and every person praying, each and every person in the audience here right now, each and every person watching by way of the internet or listening on radio or YouTube or Facebook, wherever you are, we thank you, Lord, that you anoint them so that as they join us in prayers, as a corporate anointing going throughout the world, because in the kingdom of God, there is neither time, space, or matter. So when we pray here, it's touching Africa at the same time. Wherever the person is, whatever we're praying for, it is surrounding the whole world and going in and out and touching everything, because God and prayer knows no distance, no time, and no space, and no matter. So we thank you, Lord. We're praying tonight with authority, focused prayer on each mountain in Jesus' name. Praise God. Pastor John.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, I have looked forward to being here this day. As we speak of religion, now is the time. Now is the time for us to stand for truth in our nation. Now is the time. Many want to silence the gospel and elevate other religions. Now is the time for us to take our stand. There are those that try to push secular humanism and other religions. It just, now is the time for us to take our stand for what we believe, and it's not a time to be silent. We need to be biblically correct. We need to be a light in the darkness. We need to show the love of Christ. Now is not the time to hide in a corner. The days of silence must end. Now is not a day for us to have laws passed that are contrary to common sense and contrary to human dignity. We can no longer stand by and watch as people go to hell. Love doesn't watch. Righteousness speaks the truth, and the truth sets us free. Action is required. Righteousness speaks. There is not more than one God. There is not more than one way to heaven. There is not more than one way to get to the Father. It is not right, true, or acceptable to participate in any other religion. One way, Jesus Christ. We need to stand for this. Too many people think that I'm going to be all right. I'm a good guy. I'm nice to people. I help little old ladies across the street. None of that gets you into heaven. There's one way. We need to fight for our right to speak out everywhere we go. Everywhere I go now, things have changed. The world is a changed place from just a year ago. I need to pray for revival, greater than the world is yet known or seen. I need to pray for people throughout the world. I need to pray fresh fire for God's people to be saved. I need to pray for unity in the church to further the gospel. I need to pray for the right to speak the gospel and not be silenced. I need to pray that there be no division between us. I need to pray that we would be led by the Holy Ghost and that we may bring hope in our world. And I thank you, Lord, that we would pray that grant your servants a boldness to speak your word, that signs and wonders will be done in the name of the Holy Child Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that we act. When the Holy Ghost gives the utterance, that we would act and speak. When the Holy Ghost gives the utterance, we would step forth and go out. Lord, we thank you for revival such as we have never seen, such as the world has never seen. For such a time as this, we've been called. For such a time as this, we are here. And I thank you for that, Lord. I give you praise and honor and glory. I thank you for unity in the church. I thank you, Lord, that we're not acceptable to false doctrines. And we just give you praise, honor, and glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor John. Thank you, Lord. We just come in agreement that we pray for that mountain of religion. Amen. And there's about to be a shift. That churches are going to change the way they're going. That people are going to make decisions that are totally lined up with righteousness. That especially the righteous and the falling away that's coming to the church, you put a stop to that in Jesus Christ's mighty name. You will not go with popular opinion. You will not go with politically correct opinion. You will go with the biblical opinion in the name of Jesus. The church is a solid foundation of this nation. Amen. And we thank you, Lord. We give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor, Brother Ariel is praying for families.
Father God, we're going to pray for the mountain of family, Father God. Father God, we pray that you bring healing, restorations to our family, that you break the back of that spirit of rebellion, Father God, that you restore all the altars in the homes, Father God, that you bring love and revival into your family and into all the private homes, Father God. We break the spirit of depression in the homes, Father God, that you bring your spirit into the home, that Holy Spirit that's within us, let it resonate in our children, in our wives, and our brothers and sisters and grandkids, Father God. We pray, hallelujah, Father God. Let the spirit of unity and love be in the house, Father God. Unity, Father God. We need unity in your word, Father God. That you be a beacon of light. That your word is a beacon of light in the homes, Father. That you shine so bright that these children and parents know no other way but to come to you, Father God. Because with you, everything is possible, Father God. We pray for that spirit of unity to unite us, Father God. We also pray that all the families in the world understand your world, your word, your will, your righteousness, Father God. Your righteousness, Father God. You need to just put that into their souls, Father God. We pray in your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Dios mío, por la familia. Gloria a Dios. que cuides a todas las familias en esta comunidad, la comunidad latina de Port St. Lucie, de Fort Pierce, Padre God. Que tu palabra resigne en sus corazones, que tu palabra esté en sus corazones, que entiendan tu palabra, Father God. We pray and we pray and we pray against that spirit of loneliness, that spirit of not understanding. We pray against that. We rebuke it. We break all those chains. We love you, Father, and we want to our kids and our family to understand your word, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, especially now, also in the school with our children, that spirit of rebellion, that spirit of pornography, we're going to break it, Father God. All that hatred in the internet, Father God, we're going to break it, Father God. We want to just put all the internet and all the family stuff that comes out with your name, Father God, and only your name, because all knee will bow to you, Father God, in your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we pray for revival. We need revival. It has to start here, guys. Revival in our family, but it needs to start in church with our pastors, our leaders, and all our brothers and sisters, Father God. We pray for your mighty revival. Revival like the fire. Fire, mighty revival, like your living water. Let it just pour on us, revival, Father God. In your name, Jesus, we pray that the fire of revival also goes through our children and grandchildren and our generations to come, Father God. We pray for you, Father God, and we pray for all our ancestors. We pray for the generations. We pray for everyone, Father God, because the family is so important. The family is the bond that you gave us, Father God. All the mothers and fathers for understanding. Let them understand their children. Let them be able to speak to their children. Let them be able to let them know that it's okay. That it's okay, Father God, because you forgive all sins. Let them come and ask for forgiveness to you, Father God, in your name, Jesus. We pray. Amen.
Praise God. Let's keep praying. Just pray. Pray with us. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in English. Pray in your home tongue. But just keep praying. Just lift up that spirit of prayer right now. Let that spirit of prayer saturate this whole area. Let it saturate the whole of this county. Let it saturate the whole of Florida. Let it start saturating and going towards the rest of the United States of America. Let it go to South America. Let this just go completely around the world to all of the continents. Let prayer just move as only you can send the prayer. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we give you the praise, Lord. We give you the honor. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that the family is coming back into line, back into alignment. There will be a shift in the family unit today. They're coming back in alignment with the Word of God, and we call marriage the way God calls marriage. We call children the way God calls children, and we say that the family unit will not be destroyed through the lies of the enemy. That mountain of family has got to come down as the power of God comes in, and we reclaim the family mountain. The mountain has going to shift right now in Jesus' name. You cannot have our families. You cannot have our children. You cannot have our peace in the name of Jesus. We will follow the word of God. The Bible says in Joshua, as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that their families are serving the Lord. They're making a shift and a turn. That mountain is coming to the hands of the righteous in Jesus Christ's mighty name. The righteous say the way the family should live and the way the family should go in Jesus' name. And it falls in line with the word of God. Thank you, Father. And we thank you that fathers are coming back home. Yeah, and you're turning the hearts of the fathers back to the sons and the heart of the sons back to the fathers in the name of Jesus. The fathers are coming back home and taking their rightful place in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC.
Hey, this is Pastor Josh from Calvary Chapel in Palm City. We want to invite you to listen to our brand new radio program,